must have been astonishing places. And I think you can imagine the mammoths and the herds of horses and deer. And the birds, the migrating birds, I think, had a massive impact on these hunter-gatherers. So I think part of the art is an overwhelming sense of delight and appreciation and celebration of the natural world.
And an appreciation not just of the animal world. These people knew how to make the most of rocks and minerals.
If you look closely, you can see that this little sculpture is the result, in fact, of four separate stone technologies. First, the tip of the tusk was severed with a chopping tool. Then the contours of the animals were whittled with a stone knife and scraper. Then the whole thing was polished using a powdered iron oxide mixed with water, probably buffed up with a chamois leather. And finally, the markings on the bodies and the details of the eyes were carefully incised with a stone engraving tool. In execution, as well as in conception, this is a very complex work of art. And it seems to me that it has all the qualities of precise observation and interpretation that you'd look for in any great artist.
Why would you go to such trouble to make an object with no practical purpose?
What I think you see in the art of this period is human beings trying to enter fully into the flow of life around them so that they become part of the whole process of animal life that's going on around them in a way which I think isn't just about managing the animal world or guaranteeing them success in hunting or whatever. I think it's more than that. It's really a desire to get inside, almost to be at home in the world at a deeper level. And I think that's actually a very deeply religious impulse, to be at home in the world. We tend to identify religion with not being at home in the world sometimes, as if, you know, the real stuff were elsewhere in heaven. And yet actually, if you look at religious origins, if you look at a lot of the mainstream themes in the great world religions, it's the other way around. It's how to live here and now and how to be part of that flow of life.
This carving of the two swimming reindeer had no practical function, only form. Was it just art, an image made just for its beauty, or does it have a different purpose? By representing something, by making a picture or a sculpture of it, you give it a different kind of life, a kind of magical power, and you assert your relationship to it in a world you're able not just to experience, but to imagine. Is it going too far to suggest that art like this is the earliest physical evidence for religion?